Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Hannah Godrich, as said. I'm going to talk about optimal power allocation in distributed multiple radar configuration. And this work is joint with Dr. Petropoulou and Dr. Poor. Okay. And we will start with a short background on the system that we're talking about. We will introduce the optimization metric that we are going to exploit here, which is the Kramer-Rounds bound metric. We're going to use this one to formulate a power allocation optimization problem, where the objective is to minimize the total transmitted power in a MIMO multiple radar architecture. To get an efficient solution for that, we use domain decomposition for that, and we will use some numerical analysis to show how the power allocation is generated, and finally some concluding remarks. Target localization estimation mean square error is known to be lower bounded by the Kramer-Rounds bound, especially if we talk about the maximum likelihood estimator. And based on this metric, it has been shown in the past that a system with widely separated and multiple radar systems using coherent or non-coherent processing offers advantages in terms of the estimation mean square error. And the accuracy gain is proportional to the product of the number of transmit and receive antennas. In general, though, if we expand this dependency, the mean square error depends on, as we said, on the number of transmit and receive radars, but it also depends on the geometric layout of the transmit and receive radars with respect to the target. It depends on the signal effective bandwidth and on the signal to noise ratio, and that brings us to the transmitted power, which we're going to focus in this talk. The concept that we're looking at is a widely separated multiple radar system that is mobile. And we see more and more applications like that. One example is the ground surveillance radars, where we have radars mounted on vehicles that are spread along borders. We can see them in airport controls and things like that. In this type of application, it makes sense to be more conscious about the use of resources. And what we cover in this work is resource awareness in terms of the transmitted power. So our objective here, as we can see here, is to minimize the total transmitted power such that a predetermined estimation mean square error is attained, while keeping the transmit power at each station within an acceptable range. So while we know that extending the number of radars provides a higher accuracy, in practical, we need some level of accuracy which can serve as a threshold. And the question is, how do we minimize the power so the system perform at the threshold that we want? And this is what we're going to discuss. So this is the system that we're talking, and you see in this figure an example of such a system. And we keep it very general in terms that our radars can be either a transmit or a receive radar, or can be both. I mean, each one of these points can be a transmit-receive radar. And the assumption that the information is jointly processed from all of these elements. And we have a target here that we want to estimate its location with a specific mean square error performance. We assume we have, as you see here, M-transmit radars and receive radar. The target is modeled as an extended target with a center of mass located at position XY. We use orthogonal signal, and we assume we have MN independent paths, propagation path. The transmitted power vector is given here as P of T for each one of the transmitting antennas. As we know, the time delay of propagation of each one of these paths. The propagation time is a function of the range from the transmitting radar to the target and from the target to the receive radar. So tau MN basically measure those time delays. For example, if you use this one as a transmit to the target and received here, this will be this propagation time will be proportional to the range on both paths. This brings us to the received signal on a specific path, on path MN. And we see the elements that we take into account in our model, which we have here. Alpha MN basically is proportional to the path, so it represents the path loss. P of MTX is transmitted power. HM represents, it's a complex coefficient that basically takes into account the radar cross-section on path MN, plus some any phase offsets on this path. We have here a time-delayed version of the transmitted signal, and wide Gaussian noise. We actually define all of this so we can find some metric. We said that the constraint our system are giving in terms of mean square error. So we need to find a metric that will enable us to represent this metric. For this, we're using the Kramer-Rao bound, where we're using the trace of the Kramer-Rao bound matrix to provide the bound on the mean square error on the x direction and on the y direction jointly. Because in previous work, we saw that there is a trade-off between the two. So optimizing one of them will just maximize the other. The Kramer-Rao bound matrix, it was developed in previous studies. It's not a new result. What we had to do here, though, is restate it so it can be used to optimize power. So what we did here is we took the original expression and defined it as a sum of some elements here multiplied by the power transmitted by transmitter M, and we have M of these. And if we go one step forward, and you can see here, by the way, that the elements of this matrix are dependent on alpha H, which were the what we call the channel characteristic on path MN. And we have here the location of the transmit and receive radars with respect to the target incorporated through this expression, which are basically cosine and sine of the angles between the transmitter and receiver to the target. The vector of unknown in this case, U, is the target location, XY, and the channel vector, H. Using this type of expression enables us to express the trace of the Kramer-Rao bound in the form that you can see here, where basically we have some vector B multiplying the vector of power, and in the denominator we have a matrix A, that second order expression for the dependency on power. And you can see that basically B and A incorporate all the existing system parameters, such as the geometric spread, the channel, path fading, and so forth. So these are coming into play through matrix A and vector B. Now that we have an expression for the Kramer-Rao bound, we can formulate our optimization problem. And as we said, our objective is that given a predetermined threshold for the localization mean square error, we would like to optimize the power, basically minimize the total transmitted power. And this is the mathematical formulation for that. So we minimize the total transmitted power given a specific threshold under Kramer-Rao bound, where we use a previous estimate of the target location in H to calculate C. And we also enforce some limitation under transmitted power, where we assume we transmit some minimal power, PTX minimum, and some maximum power, PMTX maximum. Just go back a second. This is obviously a non-linear optimization problem due to the structure of C, the trace of C. And what we're doing next is basically relaxation of the original problem, and we're using the expression that we just developed previously, as you saw, using the vector B and matrix A, and we get this type of expression for the optimization problem. Now, for this problem, since it's a non-convex problem, we decided to go using the Lagrangian and the KKT conditions to find an analytical solution. So next, in the bottom here, you see the Lagrangian function for this optimization problem, where we incorporate the objective, the first equality constraint multiplied by gamma, and we have the two sets of inequality constraints multiplied by mu and nu. The KKT condition formulated here, where you see that basically this expression is multiplied just by lambda because our constraint here, our equality constraint, was a metric one parameter. To solve that, we take one step ahead and we basically ignore the constraint on P max and P min by choosing mu and nu equals to zero. So we enforce zero on those two equations, and we get from this set, we get the three equations that we have here. And this have an analytical solution, a very simple analytical solution. The analytical solution is given here. And what you see by ignoring, for temporarily ignoring the restriction on the power, is that the optimal power allocation has basically a leveling mechanism here, the 1 over lambda. And 1 over lambda, what it does to BE, and by the way, BE and AE represent B and A that we had previously. We just used the last estimate we have for the location of the channel to actually calculate their value. So it's an actual value based on estimate. And we can see that basically what it does, it moves, it re-levels the elements of BE with a value inversely proportional to lambda square, lambda star here. And lambda star, you can see that this leveling mechanism incorporates its mixture of all the elements that naturally affect the system, such as the location, the channel, the propagation loss, and so forth. And an important thing that, you know, this difference is different from communication system or a passive sensor system. In this case, we have transmitter that radiates energy that is reflected back to the target. So there is a cross-dependency between the selected power level at a specific transmitter and the signal that we get at all N receivers. So when we adopt a specific transmit, it affects N propagation paths. And this is why we get here a more complex value for lambda. We can see here the effect of the threshold that we introduce. The thing about this solution is, as I just said, we ignore the constraint on the power, right? So we can get an analytical solution here, but it can be outside the ability of our system in terms of transmit and receive transmit power, minimum and maximum. So while this gives us an insight of how the power is distributed between the different transmitters, we were looking for something, for an analytical way to get more solutions, feasible solutions. So we went and used decomposition methods. And basically what we did in this approach, since we are looking for minimal transmitted power, we can use boundary points to find solutions. So, for example, if we're looking into the minimal value that each transmitter can use, we can take a scenario where we take, for example, one transmitter, make this transmitter transmit a minimum value, and then calculate all the other N minus 1 analytically. But for this, we need to mathematically formulate it such that we can separate between a group of transmitters which we enforce either a minimum or maximum value on them, and a set of transmitters that we analytically calculate them. And basically the structures that you see here, B11, B21, B1, and B2, are we reorganize our vector, our transmitted vector. So the first portion of this vector, you see it here as a PTX1, represents the one that we are calculating. And PTX2 are the one that we enforce, and we enforce K elements to be on the boundaries. Now, for the boundaries, we are selecting either minimal points, or we can select maximum and minimal points to not use too much search, unnecessarily search, we evaluate what would be the power in case of uniform, and any sum of powers that is beyond this, a uniform power allocation, we are not even investigating that. Doing so, and you have the details in the paper of how this is derived, but we basically derive an analytical form to calculating the remaining vector that we did not enforce any boundary point on it. And you see the same structure of a leveling mechanism that works again on the part of the matrices B and vectors, capital B and vector B, that represent again the system structure. And we have a more complex calculation for lambda squared, but again, this is simple and a solution. Once we have the formalistic, that takes a little bit longer, that the resulting equation are very simple to use. And basically, what it gives us is a set of optimization problems that can be distributed. Either you can use distributed processing to get the solutions here, or you can have them calculated at the different receivers where the information is available. The only information each one of these sub problems needs to calculate is the estimated location of the target, XY, and estimated channel age, and all the rest of the data is existing data related to the structure of the system. So each one of these problems, basically, K means that we take K elements and put them on the boundaries, K going from 1 to M minus 1. And each one of these, we get an optimal set of solution, which the minimum one is transmitted to the fusion center, which then selects the minimum one out of them. To see how this algorithm, how this method works, we use a few scenarios here. Cases 1 through 4 here on the left side are cases where we assume the distances from the elements to the target are equal. And we basically eliminate the effect of alpha. On the right side, cases 5 to 8 generate different distances, and if I would use the right hand side with all channels equal to 1, we can actually have an option of seeing how the geometric layout affects the power distribution between the transmitters. So the right hand side will help us understand that. We chose a few scenarios possible for the channel. As I said, one of them is all the channels are perfect in terms of target RCS. The second one has 2 good transmitters. The other one has 3 good transmitters. And the question before we go forward is, a valid question would be, why not just take the expression we had previously, find a uniform power allocation, and use it? I mean, we have an expression. We can easily calculate what would be the total power for a uniform case, and you have it here. And what we do next is compare, optimally adapting the power to the scenario, or just using uniform. And you see here results for case 1 to case 4 using H2, which H2 means that 1 and 2 are 1 and 4, 1 and transmitter 1 and 5 are the best. You can see here that the total uniform would be 162 compared to 90, which has a 56% saving in power. So when compared to uniform power allocation with the same mean square error, we save here about around 50% by adapting the power and not using uniform allocation. In this scenario where these 3 are the best, we can see that basically, it doesn't need 3 transmitters to get a performance. So you can see that it will choose different transmitter based on geometry, where it looks to widen the aperture of the set of transmitter that it uses. Again, we see the saving compared to a uniform case. This is cases 5 to 8 where we don't have the path loss or channel loss, but we only see the distance effect. And we see that even only in terms of distance, there is a point in using power allocation. It still saves on power. So to summarize everything, we looked into a resource-aware operation of distributed multiple radar system by minimizing the total radiating power for a given mean square error threshold. The optimization problem was solved through domain decomposition method, which basically generated parallel set of optimization problems that can be distributed in terms of processing. The power location expression reveal a leveling mechanism, which gives us insight to how the system actually allocates the power. And we also showed that uniform power allocation is not necessarily optimal, and that adapting the power in the way we suggested is offering saving in terms of power. Thank you very much.
Time for probably one question.
If I understand correctly, you are composing the original problem to n, or maybe m minus one problems.
Right.
So basically, you originally want to optimize your quadratic objective function and the cube of the higher dimension analog
of a cube, right? So basically you find the solution on each surface and then find the one in the interior. Is that correct?
I choose some of the points on the boundaries.
Yeah. So because you have the constraint. So you have a maximum transfer power and the minimum transfer power. So therefore, in higher dimensions, you really have to deal with cubes or something like that, right? And then you find the solution on the boundaries, and also find the solution in the interior.
Right.
And then you compare them, so to get the solution. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, just want to understand that. Okay.
Thank you.
I have a quick question.
Yes, please.
Usually, primary bound depends on unknown parameter.
Uh-huh.
Is that the case here?
Well, we assume in this case we are using the Kramerau bound when we are tracking a target, and you assume you have you track the target, you found the target, and you have some estimate on it, and you keep on tracking it, and you want to keep on tracking it in a resource-aware manner, so you use every time the previous estimate to adapt the power.
Thank you very much.